All you have to do is listen. Concentrate on my voice. If at any stage you do feel anxious, don't be angry or frustrated with yourself. Just accept it is a cycle of your human experience. Tell yourself calmly, you will defeat anxiety, and try to move your attention away from how you feel and simply concentrate on my voice. You may have read or heard that meditation helps to relieve stress, anxiety, and depression and bring calmness, focus, and happiness into your life. Whereas this is true, it can take several months, even years, to practice to reach this stage. When you first start, it is quite common to feel anxious, which makes you frustrated. If this is the case for you, do not worry. You are not alone. Almost everybody goes through this stage. It took me 7 months before I could meditate properly. The problem is exacerbated if you suffer from anxiety and depression already. When you meditate, you have the same thoughts and experiences you would be having if you were just relaxing in front of the TV or with a book. Even when you are out with friends, they cannot distract you from thinking. But because people think meditation is supposed to relieve them from stress and anxiety, they think they are not doing it right or that it is not working, and this makes them more anxious. So, remember, it is not meditating that is causing the problem. It is your natural way of thinking. Another cause of meditation anxiety is that you are not used to entering a deeply relaxed, dreamlike state when fully conscious. For some people, the sensation of falling into a trance state can be quite unnerving at first, as it is an unnatural feeling for them, particularly if you are naturally tense. When you become aware of your inner tension, it makes you restless. This is also quite common. Given the busy lifestyles we lead in the West, we are under constant stress and distraction without even realizing it. We just think this is how we are supposed to feel. Therefore, when you experience a relaxed state, you feel different, and maybe a little out of control. So now we are going to remove that normal feeling and sink into your true self, a state of reverie that also comes naturally to you, but a sensation you are perhaps not always aware of when it happens. But you will know this feeling. It is those times when you are on the bus or train or a passenger in the car, staring out of the window. It is the times when you stare into space and your mind drifts aimlessly without you even realizing. If you suffer from anxiety, your body has healing to do, and like any form of healing, it takes time. So don't expect to be anxiety-free after just a few sessions of meditating. However, by using this meditation technique regularly for a few weeks, you will notice meditation becomes easier and you will have more confidence meditating. Your body will have started its healing process and you will no longer feel anxiety. Now, I want you to open your eyes and fix them on whatever is in front of you. It can be anything, a wall, the ceiling, a picture or some other object. A statue of an idol is a common choice. Anything but a TV or computer screen that will distract you. When you do this exercise again, you could use psychedelic images on YouTube or light a candle. But for now, fix your eyes on one single point and hold your gaze. Empty your mind and continue focusing on this one solitary point. Do not look elsewhere. The purpose of this exercise